America is a unique country. It is not just based on nationality, but it's based on a set of ideals. People come here because they agree, we know, with the ideals articulated in our Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal, before they're created with unalienable rights, and so forth. But if you don't pass those ideals on to the next generation, they don't learn how, what it means and how it means to live practically under that kind of government. So it leads to not only widespread confusion, but it kind of leads to essentially the end of the country. When you do not have people in America who believe in America's uniting founding ideals, you don't have America anymore. So the New Civics, it's a coalition of very left, literally some straight up admitted communists, who are using terms that are attractive to Americans and a lot of public taxpayer dollars. I think the figure is $40 billion estimate annually in this report I'm talking about, to use young people to not teach them about what America means so that they can contribute to that legacy, but basically teaching them to look for grievances and to agitate against them, to create public disturbances, to advocate for a bigger government, a more socialist, communist type of government, and erase America as we know it. The old civics is very knowledge-based. It's idea-based. You know, it's history-based. And the new civics is very emotion-based, not knowledge, you know, not rationality, not sifting through ideas and comparing and respecting the legacy you're handed on to, that so you can continue to add to it and bring it forward to the next generation. But it really is attempting to dismantle what they see as, you know, racist, sexist, misogynist, so on and so forth, oppressive regime that we have in this country, and convert it into something that they consider more equal.